gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Plate Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God. I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Plate Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Baby, I want to play house with you. Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Now, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play with you. All in my house, baby. So we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I wanna play out with you. Hit it. But come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
You ready to rock and roll and get your blues on today, baby?
I'm so ready.
That's what we're calling it today, the Rockin' Blues Show here on Blue
yes.
Suede Connection.
Yes.
None of that lovey-dovey slow stuff this week.
Aww.
Put on your rock and roll shoes and get your rhythm and blues mode going because that's
Ooh.
What it's all about.
There we go.
We're
going to
talk about the best blues songs happening out there. Elvis and John Wayne. Now, you've got a story about the Duke and the King you're going to share today.
I sure do. It's kind of cool.
And you also have another one. What is the best song ever recorded?
Yeah, I would have never guessed it.
And is it a song that Elvis did? Well, we're going to find out today here
what
on
do you
Blue
think?
Swing. Of course it is.
Why
it's
would
an
we
Elvis
be talking
show.
About
exactly.
it?
Exactly. You know, if it were like, you know, Sandcastles or something by Pat Boone, I don't think we'd be doing it. You know, but anyway, it's all about the rhythm and blues today, and it's all about the rock and roll. It's going to be a fast-packed, fun show.
Yeah.
And I think we need to get things rattling with the guy himself. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined. It's what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that. But I liked blues and I liked the gospel music, gospel quartets.
I had to leave town. You said you'd be good while I'm gone, but the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on.
Baby,
you're wearing that
steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul some sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk, steaming junk. Play it up.
Now, we have had all eras of rock and rhythm and blues there represented in this first kickoff to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the 50s from Baby Let's Play House, and we went into the late 60s with Love Don't Look, and that was from 73 Steamroller Blues.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you think there was a best era where Elvis really got that rock and blues thing going?
Oh, my
gosh. Which decade do you think was the best, Elvis, when that comes to that kind of music?
Oh, my gosh. You're asking me a tough one there. You know, really, honestly, I like them all. I don't really have a favorite.
Right, right.
Because Elvis loved blues. He did it through his whole life.
Exactly.
So as he matured, the blues sound matured. Like, yeah. I really love that we're going up.
That's coming up.
From the, 68 comeback. That totally feels different than Love, Don't Look.
Exactly.
But it's all great.
Yeah, he incorporated it in all, like you said, his entire career.
It's just, he loved it. It's what he grew up on, you know, well, other than gospel.
And just like he said at the beginning of the show, he liked gospel. He liked country. Yeah. But rhythm and blues, I think, was really a big part of
it. I think it's what inspired him to become who he was.
In the 60s, he did a lot of great songs that had that, it was a little more fluffier.
Well,
blues.
Because of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were some great songs he did throughout the 60s with that blues feel. But like you said, they were for movies and things, but they were still great.
Yeah, sure.
Everything he did was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what my favorite Elvis blues song is of all time? That's going to come up.
I'm sure you're playing it.
No, it's coming. It's not next, but it's definitely coming up
today.
Sure
it is.
You all know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll brag it up.
If you've been listening long enough, guys, you know what Dan's talking about.
All right.
Because he talks about it a lot.
Here's an early one.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you loved me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but it didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, in spite of all that I've been through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Do it all. That's exactly what I do. I would travel night and day. I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. There was nothing that could hold me or could keep with me. When your loving letter told that you really love me true, Lord above, you know I love you. It was He who brought me through. When my way was dark at night, He would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
Great philosopher once said, rock and roll is here to stay, it will never die. It sure is alive here on Blue Suede Connection. Yeah, baby!
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan make
my dreams come true. Just call my name, and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you has been too lonely, too long. One night with you is what I now pray. My dream come true. Oh, ain't it very quiet life? I ain't never did no wrong. Now I know the life without you.
Oh, yeah, that is good stuff right there, I tell you.
Absolutely.
We only play good stuff because this is an all Elvis Presley show.
How can you have that?
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth right there. Speaking of getting words out, we would love to hear your words. And there's ways we can hear our fine friends who attend our party every week. We want to hear their words and their voices, baby.
Absolutely,
tell them how.
Absolutely, absolutely. 540-227-0514. You can text, call. And if you're international, guys, give it a try on WhatsApp.
Yeah, we haven't really got a whole lot of international calls yet.
Nobody's really been doing it. Yeah, which is kind of odd because I know we have stations that are playing in the UK.
Yeah.
I'm UK guys. We have lots of friends out there. And I guess I kind of expected to hear from those international fans.
All right. So the pressure is on everybody that lives beyond the U.S.
We
want to hear from
you. We know you guys love in Germany and UK. We know y'all love Elvis a lot. So
tell us
about it.
Drop us a line. We want to hear it. All right, baby. You got a great story you're going to share about Elvis and John Wayne right after this, right?
Yes. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. On a Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it out. I wanna rip it out. I wanna shake it out. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it out. Having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. A shag on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna rip it out. Gonna ball it out. I'm gonna rip it out. Having a ball tonight. I'll be flying. sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one. I have a soul, I wanna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ball tonight. When it's Saturday night and I just got paid, I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. On a Saturday night, baby, I'm gonna feel it fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up.
All right, baby, it is time to hear some good information. You always
Absolutely.
Hear great stories with us. You always have something informative and something fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the Duke, we all know the Duke. We all love John Wayne, an American hero.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Elvis, what can we say?
Yeah.
So combine the two and give us a story.
So this comes from express.uk.com. It's an Elvis site. And they apparently had Elvis's stepbrother, David Stanley, on their website. And they were interviewing him. And they talked about the day that Elvis met the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Elvis actually thanked John Wayne for helping to win World War II.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because John Wayne was too old to serve. He actually didn't serve, I don't think, at that time.
Right, right.
But he did so many World War II movies during the time that we were actually in the conflict. And so to Elvis, he felt like he was, you know, in there fighting as well.
Yeah.
And when John Wayne got introduced, he actually introduced himself to Elvis. He says, "My name is John Wayne," which really made Elvis kind of stutter and get all like nervous. He said, "I know who you are, sir," you know. And so Elvis just felt like Wayne actually had something to do with the war.
Right.
And Wayne thanked him, you know. And apparently whenever they saw each other, even before that,
right,
on the set, apparently they got along really well because they have similar patriotic conservative values.
Certainly.
And it was said, David said, that they got on like a house on fire. So,
yeah.
So it was really great.
Good way to put it. I love it. Good stuff. Thank you once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to change your style of singing at all?
At the present time, I have no reason to change.
You don't think rock and roll is dying, man? Some people say it is.
It has changed some. The music itself has changed. It progressed quite a bit, I think.
It's better?
I think it's getting better all the time, you know. Because the arrangements are getting better. They're adding more instruments and, you know, it's getting better. But in 1956, when I first started out, I was hearing the same thing, that rock and roll is dead, is dying out. I'm not saying that it won't die out, because it may be dead tomorrow completely. I don't know. I wish I didn't.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil, like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, and say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you?
Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
How long ago that first Elvis album came out nationally, the big one, the first big one?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
1956 right. was the release, March 23rd.
Right.
This recording sessions took place in January at RCA Victor in Nashville.
Right, yeah.
And,
gosh, what is that, 75 years or so or more?
Yeah.
I'd have to do the math, but it's a long time.
Yeah, and some of the material on that album also came from those sessions that you just heard, the Sun right. sessions. The album spent 10 weeks in the number one Billboard's pop albums chart.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time. And it was actually the first album ever on the rock and roll release to make it to the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
First rock and roll album to make it to the top of the charts.
But here's the thing. That long ago, and yet we just heard it. It just sounds like yesterday.
Yeah.
It's so fresh. Mm-hmm. It's so good, especially every time they update the sound.
Exactly. And that was a million-selling album of that genre, the first.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
The slogan we often say, and it's been used before, before anybody did anything, Elvis did everything. There you go.
Once you enter the Blue Suede Connection family, forget about it. There ain't no getting out.
Someone else is waiting, and he owns you. If he should ever wake up, he'll show your story is straight up. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. And if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. So afraid that sometime you may follow. There's always a chance you find us. Oh, I don't need to. mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. It's borrowed. I'll feel a little easier tomorrow. Don't give our secret away. Be careful what you say. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, well, she said to me too, I said, pretty baby, come on and let it do.
Dixieland rock, Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland
rock.
Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. And with the blue light shining on the swinging hips, she got the drummer so nervous that he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat, the drum gonna hit him while the poor cat sat. Do the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock, Dixieland rock. Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. Ah, ah, ah. The clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy, can't leave the floor. She wore a clinging dress that fits so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Do the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
hey, the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock for me. Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me.
Rolling on take four.
Moses walked the children out of Egypt land. He said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hand. He's gonna walk beside us.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Elvis getting all funkified there. I got a feeling in my body. That was take number four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to take our break here in a minute, but when we come back, I would like you to talk about something that you rarely talk about here on the show, and that is those amazing books that you've written.
Oh, there's a new one.
That's what I want you to share with everybody.
Okay,
so,
sure, yeah.
You guys, you know, if you're an avid reader and you love reading, you love sci-fi, you love love and romance, you like humor, you like comedy, and you love Elvis, you're going to love T.L.'s books, and she's going to talk about those
all right
after this.
Nice. Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, move along.
You got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you gone, I got a mess of blues. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday. I can't eat a thing all day. Everything is just Blue Monday. Since you've been away, since you're gone, I got a mess of blues. Whoops, there goes a teardrop rolling down my face. If you gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blues behind. Since you're gone, I got a mess of blues. Whoops, there goes a teardrop on my face. If you cry when you're alone, sure ain't no disgrace. I gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train.
One of those 60s blues songs we were talking about earlier.
Again, different feeling.
Yeah. Mm. But it's rhythm and blues. That's what it's about today. Rhythm and blues and rock and roll thrown in there, too.
Mm, absolutely.
Because we got some good rock and roll you're hearing today here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we play our spots. It's what you call a commercial in the radio world, a spot.
A spot, yeah.
We play our commercials, you know, every so often here on the show. And you hear a little story about a book.
Yeah.
About what if God sent down an angel, and what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Right, right.
Now, I want you to give a little more detail about that in your books and tell people about what you're doing, what's coming, and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, you know, basically when I started writing these books, which in fact it's been almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how long the first book came out. It was basically just to bring Elvis back to us and to spread some love, you know, God's love for us. and mix it together. And so I brought him back as an angel. I mean, that's kind of the only way to really bring him back.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And it was fun to put him in today's world, because then you get to talk about, you know, what would Elvis think about the new cars that are out? What would he think about phones, cell phones, computers, being able to talk to fans? I always thought Elvis would love to get online and chat with
fans.
He'd
have loved it.
Yeah. I mean, he could do it from his bedroom, you know. So, yeah, so that was the fun of it, you know. And it was kind of an organic movement. I didn't really advertise it. It just kind of took off. But the goal was to donate the author royalties, which I've always done, to some charity. A lot of them ones that Elvis himself, over the years, support. Like I've supported St. Jude's is a big one.
Yeah. Presley Place,
back when Presley Place was around. And this year, next year, the next couple of years, I'm going to do the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation.
Right.
And then I decided to go ahead and take it to a four-book level and then end it.
Right.
So I started, because I hadn't written anything in a while, in the story I did a novella, which is called Today, Tomorrow, and Forever.
Right.
Which, in fact, the title came from an Elvis fan.
Sure.
I put it out there to the readers and just said, hey, what do you think this book should be called? And they're all Elvis fans.
You keep the listeners and the Elvis fans involved.
Totally connected. Yeah. My beta reader group, which is all Elvis fans, they get to read it before it's published and tell me, oh, you know, I think Elvis should do this, or that's not quite right. In fact, I got caught on something recently that I didn't actually think about. It was really great. Somebody asked me, there's a part in the book where I talk about Elvis's plane riding, and because he's getting on a plane in the book, and I made a comment that Elvis, you know, loved planes, and I'm thinking more about like 1975 Elvis.
Yeah,
not
the early
Elvis.
And
they're like, actually, he hated planes in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. So I went back and I kind of just updated it, so I explained it more, so it was more Elvis accurate. So that's the kind of stuff people get to be involved in.
And you know there are Elvologists out there that will read these books, and dissect, and if there's anything that's not accurate, you're going to hear about it. But want to make sure they are accurate.
Yeah, make sure. Well, it usually is, but sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the story and you don't think about the detail. But, I mean, even you. I mean, I've had you look at stuff and say, what would Elvis say here?
I love it. Yeah, you did that recently.
Yeah, would he use this word or would he use that word, do you think? And you're like, oh, let me think about it.
I got to get an Elvis mode, honey, and then I'll figure it out together.
It's really been a group fan effort all these years, and the money does go to charity. The author royalties I do donate.
So how does people find the books? One more time.
All right. Well, you can come over to our website and find all the links for the book, so bluesuedeconnection.com. But you can go to Amazon and just Google or even Google Patricia Garber, which is what I wrote those books under. Before we were married. So, yeah, and it'll lead you to all these places.
You're going
to
love them, folks. I'm telling you. All right. You know who would like it? I bet we should send Keith Richards a copy. What do you think?
Keith Richards. Okay.
To me, those early records are like, man, you know, this guy's got vision. You'll never take away that incredible influence he had on my generation.
Well, I heard you. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rockin' shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight.
Now, that was some great rhythm and blues right there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's great.
As great as it was.
Fantastic.
As great as it was.
Mm.
I don't care where you are, where you're from, what you look like, who you are, what religion you are, what do you believe. This is the greatest Elvis rhythm and blues song ever put on record. Ooh. Right here it is.
See you go. Yeah, so long. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Well, the way that I will miss you, child, I guess you'll never know. To have to separate this way. We've been together so long. To have to separate this way. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute.
But now I guess you've changed your mind. You said you once loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time. People like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. At the door, bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor and have a party.
Let's have a party.
JD, tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Down in the
welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection. Today it is the Rockin' Blues Show here Blue Suede Connection. By the way, the song Down in the Alley, you knew that was recorded for the spin-out sessions.
Really?
No, I didn't. A lot of people don't know. Yeah, that was recorded for those sessions. It was never used in the film. But anyway, there's a little useless knowledge that you now have to throw out at a party, an Elvis party. Hey, did you know that Elvis? Yeah, there you go.
There you go, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
You know, you always share good information with us here on the show, and as you've already done in hour one, talking about your books and then talking about John Wayne and that Elvis story, which is all very interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, this hour, coming up in a little bit, the best song ever put on record.
Ah, yes.
You're going to share that today.
Exactly. One of my favorite songs.
And it's not necessarily a rhythm and blues or a rock and roll song.
No, it's not.
So for those who are trying to figure it out, no, don't just think, box yourself into rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
And we'll go off course a little bit and play that song, even though it's not a rhythm and blues song.
Right.
Once we talk about it. Now I want to get everybody juicy, their chops juicy. Yeah. What is it?
It's a beloved song.
There you go. Yeah. But it's the greatest song ever recorded by some particular group says so. We'll see if we agree or disagree. And of course, I'm going to share all the things I like to do. What is the best blues song out there? The best commercial blues song that you hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. And of course, we're going to talk about this guy right here.
I have a lot that I'd like to do, a lot that I'd like to accomplish in time, but I feel that it takes time to accomplish certain things. You can't overstep your bounds.
Give me the right to hold you tonight. Can't say no.
mention more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickled from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through the hurry in Memphis, Tennessee.
Great song written by Chuck Berry and performed tremendously well by Elvis Aaron Presley, Memphis, Tennessee. What a fitting song for him, you know?
Absolutely.
Chuck wrote it, but the song just fits Elvis so much. Yep. Memphis is where he loved, part of his big world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned in the first hour, you know, we were talking about that first album that came out in 1956, how long ago that was, but what a fantastic album it was, and what it did, it was the first for a lot of things. But born in 1956, the year that album came out, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Gina Davis, actress Carrie Fisher from Star Wars, you know?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Actor Tom Hanks, actor Andy Garcia, and from Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. They were all born in 1956 when that album came out. Also, Linda Hamilton was an actress. You know, she was in the Terminator films.
Right.
Boxer Sugar Ray Leonard was born in 1956. And basketball star Larry Bird, they were all born in 1956 when that first Elvis album hit the Billboard charts. Pretty cool stuff right there. And I don't know what year Tom Petty was born, but we know he was an avid Elvis fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he always has a lot of great insight to share about Elvis, so why not hear a little bit right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often wonder, I don't know this at all, but I mean, I often wonder if there had ever been like a 21-year-old that had that sort of power that could mobilize millions of youth with the wave of his hand. They're clearly afraid of him to some degree, you know. And even though he makes gospel records and he loves his mother and he knows all the ground rules to follow, but you can see that glint in his eye.
Can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it. I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power. My love. Baby, I want you. You'll never get away. My
Shaken by the trend in mighty power, my love.
I'll tell you what. I may have to play piano on it.
Elvis is going to play piano.
Now, after loving you, what else is there to do? 'Cause, honey, all the rest is just gonna have to be second best. I know I'll go through life comparing her to you. That's 'cause I'm no good to anyone I have to love you. Your precious love cannot be erased by just another woman with a pretty face. And your memory, you know it will remain, or it cannot be erased. Loves may come along, they can't live up to you. That's 'cause I'm no good to anyone I have to love. Your precious love cannot be erased by just another woman with a pretty face. And your memory, you know it will remain, or it cannot be erased. Other loves may come along, they can't live up to you. 'Cause I'm no good to anyone I have to love. I said I'm no good to anyone I have to love you. I said I'm no good to anyone. Oh, honey, I have to love you. I said I'm no good to anyone. I have to love.
I have a few guilty pleasures in life, a good Texas steak, Sunday football, and of course the greatest pleasure in the world, cooking with propane and listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Yes, I've been to Chicago.
off the Raised on Rock album. That's called Three Corn Patches. Hey, folks, you don't want to miss any of Blue Suede Connection, because coming up in a little while, TL is going to talk about the greatest song ever put on record.
Absolutely.
What is that song? You got to stick around to find out. But right after the break, we're going to talk about the best blues, rhythm and blues songs out there.
Okay.
All right. That's all happening right here, right now on
Blue Suede Connection.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Friends, stop being friendly. Oh, but you can't keep a going.
from those fantastic American Sound Sessions, that Stranger in My Hometown. All right. You know, if you're a real blues lover and you're really a person who's into blues music, you're going to recognize quite a few of these songs. I'm not going to go over the entire list, but MusicGrotto.com put out songs they think are the best blues songs.
Oh, okay.
Commercial ones, you know, put on record that people would know.
Right.
All right. For example, Catfish Blues by Robert Pettway. The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King. Now, that's a great song. We love B.B. King. Nobody Knew You Were Down and Out by Bessie Smith. They say that's a great blues song. We've heard of Howlin' Wolf. He did one called Evil Is Going On. I think we've heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good song. Hoochie Coochie Man by Buddy Waters. They say that's a great blues song.
Love that.
Bo Diddley, I'm a Man. That's a good one. Also, Crossroads Blues by Robert Johnson. Otis Rush put out one called Working Man. Etta James, I Just Want to Make Love to You. They say it's one of the greatest blues songs. Muddy Waters, I Got My Mojo Working. Now, he did a great version. And one of Elvis's heroes was Muddy Waters. So let's do it.
She belongs to me, mojo. Don't belong to you. Yeah, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Play one, play one. Just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. But you mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Now say now. She's lonely and lanky, sweet as she can be. Hands off of her. She belongs to me. Hands off of her. Don't be long. Well, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. Well, you're mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Wait, wait, wait. She could be here, hands off of her. Unless you want to deal with me, I got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. Well, you're mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Yeah, I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. She can be hands off of her. She belongs to me. Hands off of her. Don't belong to you. Well, you mine, all mine, no matter what you do. More time, baby. Pretty
wish you can be hands off of her, unless you wanna put me up, get your hands off of her. She don't be long. Yeah. Well, you
yeah, baby, they know how to get down with their bad selves. Play that funky music, Dan and TL. Rock and roll.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Got that out of my system. I didn't tell you, I go crazy at 4 o'clock. You people have never seen me. They put me in a straitjacket.
Got to patch it up, baby, before it does.
Thank you.
That was the rock version of the Rock and Blues show today here on Blue Sway Connection.
Great, yeah.
He was rocking that International Hotel stage right there, was he not?
He was.
He was on fire with that one.
Such a great time period.
Absolutely. 1969, 1970 at the International. Can you only imagine being in that crowd?
No, yes. I've heard about it from people that were.
Yeah. Cool stuff. We stood on the stage, though, if nothing else.
We did.
There you go. We shared that a million times.
We would have been like four if we'd have been there, so I don't think we'd remember it. Or maybe we would.
Oh, we would have remembered that,
even
yeah.
Even at four, I'd be like, yeah. Hey.
Yeah. It would have been a great memory.
Kiss my rattle. Kiss my rattle.
Absolutely.
Sign my rattle.
We hope you like the show, folks, and we always tell you different ways to talk to us. And we also want to remind you. We have a YouTube page. We need you to come over to YouTube. Just type in Blue Sway Connection on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. We're still trying to grow, followers there. We're trying to partner with YouTube and we're almost there. We've met most of their requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Once we partner, then we can start playing Elvis's music and start putting, some shows on there with some music or ourselves for live videos and trying to expand our connection with Elvis fans. So come on over and
something that you will
us.
Be a part of out there. That's why we're doing. We want you to, you'll be there for our live things and all that.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, you know, we've been talking about it and I can't wait to hear you talk about what some are saying is the greatest song ever put on record. We're going to hear all about that from TL right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4 and pick her a mess of it and carry it home and cook her for supper because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pain. Saturday, got you ready. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all. Cause the mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious,
straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. I tell you, it's got their eating, man. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch to pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a toast poke salad. Girl, she's ready. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the team. Talk a little. You try that on a full stomach, boy. Daddy was lazy and no count. Had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. That's folk Saturday. You did got your bread. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain. Yeah. Just talk a little folk salad to me. No one needs a meal. Talk a
He was in rare form there, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. That was great.
All right, TL, we've been waiting to hear all about this. You're going to share with us what some are saying, you can tell us who's mm-hmm. saying, mm-hmm. is the greatest song ever put on record.
Okay, so this comes from newsnewserstories.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this song is from 1955.
Okay.
It was written by Alex North and High Zariot. I hope I'm saying that right. It's influenced over decades. So many people have done it.
Right.
Originally, it was performed by Todd Duncan.
Okay.
But it has been since covered by over 670 artists in different languages. The most obvious one that we know here in the U.S. is the Righteous Brothers 1965 version of Unchained Melody.
That's the song they're saying, huh?
That's the song they're saying is the most recorded song of all times. And, of course, Elvis did it. We love it as Elvis fans.
Right.
Baz used it in the movie at the end. Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh, what a great rendition of it.
Right.
I don't know. Which do you prefer? It's hard to say between the Righteous Brothers or Elvis.
Well, it's two totally different entities.
two totally different performances.
Exactly, you know.
I think as Elvis fans, we relate to it emotionally because it kind of reflects where he was at that time of his life.
But you got to respect, and you got to respect the Righteous Brothers, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Blue-Eyed Soul at its finest right there.
Yes. His version is known to be very charismatic and emotional. Mm-hmm. The song is weighted, and especially during the latter years of his life. And so it made me cry when they played it at the end of the movie.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Or this is the Moody Blue version of Unchained Melody.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. A long, lonely time. So much for you, still more I need your love. I need your love. God speak your love to me. Lonely rivers flow.
Still gives you chills, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It just, that last note where it gets so powerful,
yeah.
I mean, just like when you see it in the video of 77, it just makes me want to cry.
Right, right.
It really does.
And we got to pep up the mood again now.
Yeah,
we got to get back into the Rhythm and Blues
Woo!
Again.
Okay.
The biggest iconic song, I think, that we all know put Elvis on the charts. Not That's All Right, Mama, the one that followed from RCA.
Yes.
Heartburn Motel, as Elvis called it.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Stoker from the Jordanaires was there, and DJ Fontana was there.
Okay.
Let's get them talking about it, and then we'll hear a little heartbreak.
Heartburn Hotel was the one that really brought him to the front. It was something different. It was just the way he did it was different. It wasn't much of a song. I was in the studio when he recorded it. Of course, Jordanaires weren't not on it, but I was sitting there and listening to him. And if you'd heard the demo of the person that had made a little demo for him to learn it from, you thought, man, this ain't no hit. But when this guy got through with it, it was just a great recording.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely, I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back and think it's so. They think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if you're that believes you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
Well, baby, there's another one in the books, but yes. Do you have any closing words you'd like to share with our fine friends out there?
Oh, you know, wow. I hope that it can be a great year for everybody. You know, if you want to give us a suggestion for a show, or you've been waiting for us to do something or move forward with something and we haven't yet, remember to either give us a call or come on over to Facebook and let us know. That phone number is 540-227-0514. And, of course, Blue Suede Connection in the search bar on Facebook.
All right. We're going to set the Tiger Man loose here in 1 second. Ooh. But before I do that, folks, we're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Well, I'm the king of the jungle. They call me the Tiger Man.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.